Why do some mobile home park owners instill fear in their residents? Mobile home parks can be a great option for affordable housing, offering residents the opportunity to own their own home without the high cost of traditional homeownership. However, some mobile home park owners have been known to instill fear in their residents, creating a hostile and oppressive environment for those who live there. There are a variety of reasons why some mobile home park owners may choose to use fear tactics to control their residents. One common reason is financial gain. Mobile home park owners rely on the rent payments of their residents to make a profit, and some may resort to fear tactics in order to ensure that residents pay their rent on time. By instilling fear in their residents, park owners can create a sense of urgency and desperation, making residents more likely to pay their rent promptly. Another reason why some mobile home park owners may use fear tactics is to maintain control over their residents. Mobile home parks are often governed by strict rules and regulations, and some owners may use fear to enforce these rules and keep residents in line. By instilling fear in their residents, park owners can ensure that residents comply with park rules and regulations, creating a sense of order and control within the community. In some cases, mobile home park owners may also use fear tactics to intimidate residents and prevent them from speaking out against unfair treatment or poor living conditions. Residents who feel fearful or intimidated may be less likely to report maintenance issues or other problems within the park, allowing owners to avoid costly repairs or improvements. It's important to note that not all mobile home park owners use fear tactics to control their residents. Many park owners operate their communities in a fair and respectful manner, treating residents with dignity and respect. However, for those who do experience fear tactics from their park owners, it can be a challenging and stressful situation. Residents who feel fearful or intimidated by their park owners may experience a range of negative emotions, including anxiety, stress, and helplessness. Living in a constant state of fear can have a significant impact on residents' mental and emotional well-being, affecting their overall quality of life. In addition to the emotional toll, fear tactics can also have practical consequences for residents. Those who feel fearful or intimidated may be less likely to assert their rights as tenants, making them vulnerable to unfair treatment or exploitation. Residents who are living in fear may also be less likely to seek help or support from community organizations or legal resources, further isolating them from potential sources of assistance. So, what can residents do if they find themselves living in a mobile home park where fear tactics are being used? The first step is to educate themselves about their rights as tenants. Residents should familiarize themselves with the laws and regulations that govern mobile home parks in their area, as well as any specific rules and policies that apply to their park. Residents who feel fearful or intimidated by their park owner should also consider reaching out to community organizations or legal resources for support. There are a variety of organizations that provide assistance to mobile home park residents, including legal aid clinics, tenant advocacy groups, and housing rights organizations. These organizations can offer guidance and support to residents who are experiencing fear tactics from their park owners. In some cases, residents may also consider taking legal action against their park owner. If residents believe that their rights as tenants are being violated, they may have grounds for a legal case against the park owner. Residents should consult with a legal professional to discuss their options and determine the best course of action. Ultimately, mobile home park residents should not have to live in fear of their park owners. All residents deserve to live in a safe and respectful environment, free from intimidation and harassment. By educating themselves about their rights, seeking support from community organizations, and taking action when necessary, residents can work towards creating a more positive and empowering living situation for themselves and their fellow residents. In conclusion, fear tactics have no place in mobile home parks. Residents should not have to live in fear of their park owners, and those who use fear tactics to control their residents should be held accountable for their actions. By standing up for their rights and seeking support from community organizations, mobile home park residents can work towards creating a more just and equitable living environment for themselves and their neighbors. Copyright Mike Witte and Mr. Mike's Neighborhood.